I want to continue this line of conversation with Dr. Rob Congdon, who is the man who looks at the European Union for us, Europe all over the entire continent itself, to find out what's going on. And Rob, let me continue the conversation I had with Ken Timmerman, talking about the situation there in southern France, this Muslim, supposedly a lone Muslim, part of the Al-Qaeda, attacking this Jewish school, killing a number of people there, one grabbing a little girl by the hair and shooting her point blank right in the head. I mean, this is horrific type of activity unfolding. But is this simply a part of what we're going to see coming up even more so in the future in Europe because of the rise of the Muslim population and the anti-Semitism that's growing there?
Well, I think it is. We're increasingly seeing people being divided by these issues. And of course, in Europe, anti-Semitism is on the rise. Recent studies have shown that. In fact, it's quite surprising, the numbers and the growth just over a two-year period. For instance, in France, anti-Semitism went up from 20% to 24% of the population show anti-Semitic thinking. Other countries like Hungary, which is the most anti-Semitic, they show about 64% of the people harbor some of these feelings against the Jewish people. So it's growing, and I think we see in the whole world there's just trying to divide people more and more into these various groups based on either ethnicity or religious belief, and Islam is growing, and we're going to see a stronger and stronger attack against Israel.
Well, Ken brought up the thought that many communities, Muslim communities throughout Europe, they're a little island unto themselves in that country. Is this happening as you see it across all of Europe?
Yes, it is. It's an island, but an ever-growing island. They keep trying to reach out. Their procedures are first to be very visible, and if they can keep into an island sort of mentality and locate in a city, for instance, Birmingham, England is a good example. You start seeing Muslims everywhere. You start thinking, well, this is a Muslim city. Then they start moving into some of the local councils, that's the ruling bodies, and the schools, and start trying to influence thinking there. And we know where that's headed. Eventually they want to bring in Sharia law, and Britain is moving along in that direction quite rapidly. So it's a real strong movement, and it is keeping into islands, but I keep seeing them as growing islands. They're getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's change the focus just a bit as it relates to Europe. Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, saying the Eurozone crisis is not over yet. I thought this thing had settled down, but it's not over, huh?
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, the latest figures on the bond issues, this is kind of a measure of what people have to offer in interest to get someone to buy their bonds. Both Spain and Portugal have started climbing again, and so there is growing concern. I have long believed that this isn't over. It hasn't achieved two of the purposes that I think are behind it. One of those is just to get good stability, financial stability, and business sense in Europe. But the other, it's going to enable the European Union to take stronger positions and to start dealing with more the internal financial affairs of countries. And once you can do that, you're really starting to control the country. So I didn't think it's over. I don't think it's over. It's losing some of that dramatic picture, but it's going to take quite a long time for all these things to fully come into place.
Well, that's interesting. Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, confirms what you thought. That's very good. I'm glad she got in line with your thinking. I'm, of course, teasing. You're just an observer. But indeed, we both can, as we observe things happening where we know a lot about the situation, make those observations. NATO has a report out this week. That's the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the military operation in Europe and a part of U.S. military activities. Well, said that they could not have dealt with Libya without U.S. help. But then there's another report that's come out. I want to put the two together and see what your thoughts are. European Union trying to get together some of the ministers of defense from the different countries. They want to reduce the dependency on the U.S. military. How's this coming together? And does this mean we're moving closer to a European Union military?
Well, again, it seems to be something we've been expecting. They need their own military. They need more of their own control of their both their foreign policy, which brings in their Catherine Ashton and the movements that they've been working on those for 2 years, and then they'll need a military to be able to back up some of their decisions. Libya certainly proved to Europe that even though they may have fighter power, they may have equipment, what they need is some of the capabilities the U.S. well has in place, and Europe realized they don't have it. So the European defense ministers meeting this week in Brussels have discussed it, and they said it's time that we unite together in cooperation and start developing Europe's intelligence, its surveillance, reconnaissance, in other words, drones, etc. Those capabilities that they had to depend on the U.S. to do, they need to have it now and not have to rely on anyone else.
And that does sound like me, to me, it's a step closer to a military operation exclusively controlled by the European Union.
Oh, absolutely, and as I've often said, if we get a strong European army, military, not just army, but military, air force, etc., pretty soon either NATO is not necessary or it is simply absorbed into the European Union's military plans. And that's what we really should expect if the European Union is planning to move to an empire.
Planning to move to an empire. What a way to conclude a conversation. It's going to be the revived Roman Empire, according to Bible prophecy. Hey, Rob, thanks a lot. I hear you're going to be traveling up to Pennsylvania this weekend.
Yes, we'll be speaking Sunday through Wednesday in York, Pennsylvania at North Hills Bible Church. So we hope if anybody's in that area, they could come over and see the meetings and hear the meetings and I could meet them.
Well, that'd be fantastic. Okay, be sure to do that and be praying for Rob as he's ministering there. Journey's mercies as you travel, buddy, and we'll talk again next week for more information about the European Union.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you. Lord bless.